What up? I'm Rock Harper. You're now listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. Your journey to entertainment, empowerment, and education in the food business begins right now. Let's go. Let's go. All right, ready to clock in. Let's get to work. Happy New Year, first of all. Happy New Year to you and yours. Happy New Year to... Can I hit the Stevie Wonder vibes? No. Need to work on my falsetto. All right, check this out. Hope the year is going... We're just a few minutes in. Hope the year is going great and you off to a wonderful start. And you got that good energy like we always do round about this time of year. Let's capitalize on it. And instead of trying to win the year, instead of trying to win 2020, all these decade, best of decades, instead of trying to win the decade, win today, right? So that's how you win the year. That's how you get like MVP. People want to often, we want to see the mountain and we want to see the elephant, like, and we want to eat it all. Nah, one bite at a time, right? You don't actually perform at dinner service. You've never cooked dinner service. Sound crazy, right? But what you've done is 1,000 things leading up to and during dinner service that when you look back at it, that is a completed service. Does that make sense? It's all about prep, scheduling, all of those things mean we'll have a great dinner service. So I want you to look at your life, your career, your year in the same way you do your restaurants. So we don't need to win the year. We can't win the year. We win each day. You don't have to look at the scoreboard. You'll say, I know I won every day. I was great every day. So let's get into the number one thing that people ask me about, or the people, chefs that I've spoken with to say is their biggest struggle, their biggest pain point. What do you think it is? Money. Right? It says everybody wants the bag. Everybody wants the money, the moolah, the cash, the skrilla, the scratch, the ink, the cheddar. Some of y'all didn't know those terms, but that's cool. Everyone wants the money, and that's fine. And I think we can get to the money. People want $1 million, $500,000 to grow their concepts. That's cool. But we got to slow this thing down and peel back some layers a little bit and bring it back to the core. And you got to understand how food business works. And some of us are operating in kitchens. Some of us are owning restaurants where we're not being faithful to our work. We don't have a healthy relationship with the actual product and money that's coming in our doors. These are owners, these are chefs, even the crew up under us, the sous chefs and the line cooks don't understand how money works as it relates to food. It's not all about creativity. We're in business trying to make money. So before you go out, you don't need to become like a financial guru, but you do have to understand the way you can make money. It will balance your creativity. I know you're super creative, but you need to balance it because you have to make money, right? You have to know how to make money. So let's break it down and start real simple, okay? Food cost is where we're gonna start. Food cost. What is the right number? What should your food cost be? Should it be 50%, as I've seen at some places where the chef is a luxury, right? Casinos, hotels, certain hotels, certain corporations, software companies where the kitchen, the chef, the dining experience is a luxury, right? Certain government offices, not the regular old government offices, the high-end joints. Your food costs can be 50, 60. We don't care. Here's what we want. We don't ever have to answer to a food cost. Okay. Should it be like Rita's Ice or a hot dog stand where it's probably 10 or 15%? Or should it be in the middle with most restaurants, like 33, 27? It depends on where you are. But the first thing we have to do is we have to know, thought somebody turned the lights out. We have to know actually what it is. So your homework, very simple, is to find out what your food cost is, what it is currently. If you don't know that, cool. But what should it be? That's your homework. So you need to go to the GM. You need to go to your chef. If you're not the chef, go to the chef. Go to whoever has this answer for you in the building that you're in. You need to find out what is our food cost target. We're going to start there. Very simple homework. Okay? Everybody can do that. Because forget formulas and spreadsheets and all that jazz. You got to know what you're shooting for. You got to have a number. All right? Now, if you own the restaurant and you don't have a number, here's what I need you to do. Create one. Figure out, basically, if you got a diner, figure out what you should be operating at. I know you're overwhelmed by a lot of stuff. I talk to independent restaurant owners all the time. It's overwhelming. You don't know how you're going to get out. Check this out. You've been in business for a while. All you can do is what you can do today. You can do this today. Very simple homework. Find out what your food cost is or what it's supposed to be. If you're at a pasta place or a pizza place or a fine dining restaurant or some little hole in the wall that serves hot dogs and chips, if you don't understand your food cost, then find out. You can email me. I can give you some suggestions as to what your food cost should be. rock@rocksolidfood.com. But you got to know what the number is supposed to be. That's your homework. Next week, we're going to get into how to actually audit, how to actually just very simple formula, what that formula is. And if you're a chef, you should be able to audit. If someone gives you your food costs, nothing wrong with that. If you have an accountant and people counting and you got a purchasing manager and people, nothing wrong with that, right? I think it's really cool to have those resources, but people make mistakes, right? And whether they make mistakes intentionally, quote unquote, or they just make mistakes, you got to know how to do the math, right? Because you need to know where you stand, especially if you have a bonus at the end of the year, if you hit a certain number at your food costs. If you're an independent restaurant owner, you have to know, right? Accountants can make mistakes. They can stick, like you have to know. Shit, this is how people get robbed all the time by their employees. You don't know what's coming in. You don't know. You know what's going out because you look at the sales report. Some of you all do. And you're not doing inventory. And we'll talk about that. I don't want to get too far ahead. But that's next week. Is you have to be able to audit once you get the numbers. Very simple. Very, very simple. This might be the easiest call to action you'll ever hear on any podcast. The Chef Rock Experiment. That's my punk ass radio voice. But anyway, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to ask what should the food cost be. You're going to figure it out. If you don't have one, you're going to figure it out. And we'll see you next week right here. And we'll talk about next steps. But again, remember, baby steps. Don't try to build Rome in a day, right? Let's take this thing layer by layer, page by page, step by step, so we can shift to the next level. I appreciate you all. I'll holler at you soon. Peace. I'm Rock Harper, and you've been listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you've made it this far, take a moment to head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, TCRX. Until then, thank you for listening.